Keith Peters reporting the United States is harshly condemning efforts by the International Criminal Court to seek arrest warrants for Israeli officials. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In a strongly worded statement, President Biden said it's outrageous for the ICC to seek arrest warrants for Israeli officials, including Prime Minister Netanyahu, in connection with the war in Gaza. He said there is no equivalence, none, between Israel and Hamas. And Mr. Biden reaffirmed that America will always stand with Israel against threats to its security. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The deaths of Iran's President Ibrahim Raisi and foreign minister in a helicopter crash leave the country without two influential leaders at a particularly tumultuous moment of international tension and domestic discontent. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. figures a change in the Iranian presidency will not change Iran's behavior.
We have to assume that. And the supreme leader is the one who makes these decisions. And the supreme leader, as he did in the last so-called election, made sure to stack the deck with only candidates that that met his mandates.
Iran's influence runs wide and deep in the Middle East. That's because Iran has spent decades supporting armed groups and militants in Lebanon, Syria, Iraq, Yemen, and the Palestinian territories, allowing it to project power and potentially deter any attack from the United States or Israel, the sworn enemies of its 1979 Islamic Revolution. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 196 points, the Nasdaq rose 108, the S&P 500 advancing 4. This is SRN News. A Salvation Army official calls out the city of San Francisco.
Adam Nathan is chairman of the Iconic Christian Ministries Advisory Board in the city, and he's shocked about a government program that gives alcohol to homeless people who are alcoholics. Nathan tweets, quote, "Providing free drugs to drug addicts doesn't solve their problems. It just stretches them out. Where's the recovery in all this?" The San Francisco alcohol program is costing some $5 million every year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A measure to repeal a now-defunct Nebraska law that would use public money to fund religious school tuition has been pulled from the November ballot. Nebraska Secretary of State Bob Even says that's because another law passed this year repealed the tuition statute. The ballot measure is moot. The repealed law would have allowed businesses and individuals to donate part of their state income tax to private school tuition scholarships. This is SRN News. A well-known flamboyant stock market trader has died at the age of 87. We hear more on the story from correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting.
Ivan Boesky was the son of a Detroit delicatessen owner, but he evolved into one of the richest and most influential risk-takers on Wall Street. When Boesky got caught up in an insider trading scandal, tipped off on corporations about to be taken over, he cooperated with a young federal prosecutor named Rudy Giuliani, taking down junk bond king Michael Milken. Boesky also served jail time in 1988 and had to pay a $100 million fine. He and his wife divorced, and Boesky claimed he was broke, receiving alimony and a $20 million cash payout. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.